You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The US tech giant known as Cisco has announced a partnership with South African community organization Jozi My Jozi, aimed at enhancing and advancing South Africa's smart city ambitions through a community program that is set to kick off. We're going to be taking a look at this and exploring this particular collaboration or this particular partnership in a bit more detail with the founder and managing director at Don Valley Reputation Managers, Soli Moyeng. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. And Dr. Moyeng, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts on this particular announcement? I mean, it doesn't seem very much like something that sits in Cisco's wheelhouse as a business at first glance, but also we know that we have strained relations with the US at the moment. To see US companies continuing to invest and engage in the South African economy.
Yeah, hi Jimmy, thanks for the invitation, and hi to your listeners out there, or many listeners. Look, when a company like Cisco looks at South Africa and decides, after everything that we've gone through, that this is where they want to take a chance, it means that they've seen something that some of us don't see. They've seen some improvements. We know that we've struggled for a number of years to attract key, hopefully long-term investments that bring value to the to our shores. It's happening, and hopefully this will be seen by other similar companies in the technology, engineering sector, and other sectors, as a matter of fact, and come here to create partnerships that will leave value behind. So when I say value, I mean, you know, smaller companies that will grow into bigger companies that will go into the continent, that will create skills locally. We know that our high unemployment rate remains very, very, very unsustainable.
Now, from an investment perspective, we certainly will take any and all investments that we are able to attract, because those are good for the South African economy. Soli, I want to take a look at perhaps where we draw the line here around diplomatic relations versus investments, because you made a very good point around the fact that South Africa's investment case has been growing. We have increasingly become more investable in the eyes of Moody's, right, in the eyes of the World Bank, in the eyes of every international market, and that stands alone. Aside from the diplomatic relationships we have with the US, at what point do we start to look at the business relationships for that and put aside the diplomatic aspects of it? Because I think about something like Starlink, that has a whole different set of ramifications around it.
Yeah, look, we've always said there were at least 600 plus American companies that are invested in South Africa. South Africa is, America is not a socialist communist party, a country where private business has to obtain government permission to invest. Because we're not under sanctions. If were that the case, that would probably be a bit of a problem. But I think American companies can come here wherever they see opportunities, they will grow. The diplomatic issues are diplomatic issues, and we know that they relate entirely or mostly on South Africa posture on Israel, Palestine, maybe on a bit to an extent on Russia. But I think opportunities, American companies that see opportunities in South Africa, that see that there's increasing levels of policy visibility or predictability, stability, they will come here. But it doesn't mean that all the work that we need to do to attract more companies has been done. We still have safety issues. We still have electricity issues are not entirely gone. I think that we need to create more skills, especially in the STEM sector, you know, especially technology, education, and mathematics and engineering. We need to create more opportunities for companies to see South Africa as a serious base into Africa. That position has been, we had always positioned ourselves like that, but I think there have been, you know, a takeover, if you want, or doubt, especially when countries like Rwanda came up and said, we are the place where South Africans or outsiders must start. Even Kenya has been forging a closer relationship with Trump. But I think we should focus on the basics. Be a dependable economy. We still are the most industrialized economy in Africa. We still have the infrastructure. We still offer better opportunities to get into the continent. I think we should just invest in those things a lot more and creating more predictability and show the world that we are moving from a place of doubt to a place of serious certainty in terms of economic policy predictability.
Soli, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the diplomatic side of these relations. Some would argue that we're potentially missing the point that the US could down the line want to use those more than 600 companies as leverage into perhaps a different diplomatic conversation with South Africa, which we have seen President Trump not afraid to bring up in conversation. How do we keep that balance from a business perspective? How do we keep attracting business, attracting foreign direct investment, not just in the US, but from global players, without needing to have every conversation spill over into a diplomatic one?
Yeah. Look, South Africa has a voice in Africa. We have a voice in the global South. We cannot not use that voice. We just have to be careful that we don't use it against our own interests, and we don't lend that voice to other countries to use them in their own battles that have nothing to do with us. I think we have to keep going the way we're going in terms of growing the economy, creating more certainty into the business. Trump is probably, by the look of things, he's going to be weakened when the midterm come and go. And I think that he will not have the same power today. In any case, even if he doesn't, he has two more years in office. I think the South Africa must plan beyond the 2 years of the Trump era. We have learned from this, but the 600 companies that come from America have not left the South African market because of Trump's posture against South Africa. They're investing in a lot of people. South Africans, of course, we got threatened on AGOA. But I see South Africa having an opportunity to reposition itself as a very strong partner that is inevitable, that is unavoidable for current and for future American companies and others, as you say, from other companies from elsewhere. We are very contested. The issue of global or geostrategic positioning of South Africa will never go away. We are the only country that are sitting in this part of the African continent. Nobody wants to bypass us. It doesn't mean that we have to be arrogant, but we have strengths that we have to use. We must not let ourselves to be short of the value that we really could carry as a country.
We really do carry value as a country, not just for the African continent, but for the global trade conversation that is becoming clearer and clearer as we continue to see investment still coming into the South African economy with all of the geopolitical challenges that confront the world. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Founder and Managing Director at Don Valley Reputation Managers, Soli Moyeng, joining us to take a look at the latest deal announced by Cisco, entering into partnership with Jozi My Jozi to hopefully advance the smart city efforts that South Africa has.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.